This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Thank you so much for being here again. Welcome back to Hannah Worldwide and Friends, the podcast where traveler, experts, and adventurer share their stories. If you want to learn about what it's like living in another country, you want to experience a new culture, or you just love to travel, this podcast is for you. Or maybe you need to get out of your comfort zone, and this podcast might be the inspiration you need. You can find me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi everyone, please welcome with me back Ashley Russell from New Zealand.
Yes.
Ashley has been here before on episode 13 and I'm so stoked to have her back. Before we talked about just before you moved to the UK, how excited you were, what your plans were, and now I'm so happy that we can have a follow-up episode on how you're actually doing. So thank you for making some time before you head back to the UK.
Yes, no worries. Yep, very happy to be here. Very cool to be back.
Yes.
Recapping.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so cool to kind of have that whole emotion chaos from when you left.
Mm-hmm.
To now seeing like what came through, what didn't happen, all of this. So let's dive right in.
Yay. Yes.
How is it going?
Good. Yeah. Well, I've been here in New Zealand for the last 3 months.
Wow.
So that's been nice. But yeah, in England, it went generally well. Yes. But like very interesting because I was mainly just working. And but I just went over there, started a job with the same company that I was working for in here, over here. So I just transferred. And it was interesting. That was interesting. And then outside of work, I didn't do a lot, which I think was probably a good thing because I just needed time to settle in. But yeah, so I just went, met all my friends through church, which was really nice. And then I went to Europe in April. And then we did 4 countries, Spain, Portugal, France, and Italy.
Right.
Me and my friend Sandra, which was beautiful. But yeah, so generally good overall.
Right.
And then now I'm fantastic because I've been literally not working for the last 3 months. So can't complain.
So now I will dive into the nitty gritty bits because that was a nice overall how you're doing.
Thank you.
But of course, I know a little bit more because I followed up earlier. But can you tell us a little bit on how did you feel like adjusting as a Kiwi person with the culture in the UK? There are some common things, but did you feel like it was hard to just get used to the different culture?
Yeah, I actually did, and I wasn't prepared for it. Mm. I guess like there was a lot of things that I knew I wouldn't expect when I, you know, like you just can't plan in advance for some things. You just know you're not going to know stuff and then you'll just figure it out when you get there. But that was really unexpected because I guess we're both like, I don't know how to say this, white people countries. So I was like, how different can it really be? But like culturally, quite different, I guess, because New Zealand is, and I've heard people say it before, but like I didn't, because I'm in it, I don't know, but New Zealand is quite relaxed.
Yes.
And like New Zealand people are quite relaxed.
Yes.
And so I went, when I went to work in England, I was like, people are not chill. Like people do not take this serious. Like they take it very serious in England. And I guess we do take it seriously in New Zealand, but there's a lot more like joking around, or even within the hierarchies, I felt like I was more comfortable than I was in England. Yeah.
One question I have work-wise, would you say Mr. or Sir or something with a surname, or also just go for the normal first name?
Yeah.
Because usually we would, like, especially to higher ups, we wouldn't have said, hey, Jason, you know?
Oh,
we would have been like...
Is that like a German thing?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of places, that's why. But you would still go with the first name at work?
Yeah, well, no one told me otherwise, because it would be really awkward if I just found that out right now.
Good, good. Yeah, I think you did well.
Yeah. yeah. Nah, we didn't have that. But, yeah, there was just... I think also I, like, with the humour, I used to think I was a funny person. And I'm probably not, like, terrible sense of humour. But when I went to England, I was like, man, these people do not laugh at my jokes. And at work, I was like, how am I going to make friends if people don't think I'm funny? Like, and so I was like working for the first 3 months, and I didn't really make any friends outside of work for that time because I wasn't really joined up. Like, I don't do sports, and I wasn't joined up with any like clubs or fitness groups, which I guess is other places to make friends. But I joined church after like the first 3 months. And then I started making friends outside of work. And I was like, oh, okay. It's not just, like, not everybody in England doesn't find me funny. So, yeah. But
God. So people at church then finally found you funny.
Yeah. But who knows? It might just be because they're nice. And Jesus is like, tell her that she's funny. Laugh at her jokes. And maybe it's that.
If it helps. Please have a drink.
Oh, yeah. I picked it up more just to, like, fidget with it, you know? Yeah.
Right.
But I probably do need a drink.
You can do that too. Yeah, just for everyone who's listening, it's really hot here, so we do need a cold drink.
Yeah, we're trying to keep all the sweat inside our bodies. Yeah.
Yeah. So would you think it was quite hard for you to make friends in the first place?
Yeah, especially, I think for the first 3 months it was pretty rough because, yeah, I wasn't really making any friends at work. And I was finding it really hard to figure out, like, how does one behave in the workplace here? I slowly made friends there, but I definitely found it a lot harder. So for the first 3 months, I was probably pretty lonely. So I made a lot of calls back home, which was really needed. But, yeah, I mean, I expected that. I actually expected to find the whole thing hard with making friends. But, yeah. After that, it's just weird, like, not... having people to just go to their house or like be like, oh, I want to do this thing. Do you want to like come do this with me on the weekend?
Yeah.
And like, I love being outdoors and I just had no one to be outdoors with. And I'm just like walking around outside, like, it's not as fun. It's not as fun. So definitely like, but once I started making friends, then I felt so much better and more comfortable. But it was just so random. Like, I literally just had to go up to people and be like, hey, if you're doing anything, can you invite me? It's so awkward. You feel so weird. But, you know, if you find the right people, then they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But, oh my goodness, how awkward would it be if they were just like, ew, creep. Get out.
I don't really want to invite you.
Yeah.
I actually don't like you.
Yeah. Anyway, but thankfully I didn't. So it was actually... good, but those first 3 months was difficult. And also because everybody at work there just goes on their phones. I feel like that's the sad thing of this generation, which I haven't really picked up on, but I really did when I went there. And I went up for my first break and I was like, hey, everybody, I'm actually... And well, I didn't say that enthusiastically, that would be really weird, but I was like, yeah... trying to ask people, like, what do they do outside of work? And then what do they do at work? Yeah. And they were just generally like, oh, yep. Like, three-word answers. And
it was so hard.
But it, I guess they're just not as friendly or, like, forthcoming as it is with Kiwis.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're rude intentionally. It's just, like, just getting, like, through the communication.
Yeah.
But on my... one of my, like, reviews... one of the comments that they put there was, could not be any friendlier.
Oh my God.
Like, did I take this too far? Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy. I mean, I have to say Kiwis are very friendly, at least the most people I've met here. Some of them, of course, are also a little bit, you know, if they don't know you, not everyone is like, hey, I really want to be your friend, you know? Mm-hmm. But what I've noticed is, because I was that awkward one too, and I was like, hey, I'm Hannah, who are you? And I literally, every time I was sitting in the break room, no matter who came in, I would be like, hey, I'm Hannah, who are you? So
yeah,
probably some people thought I'm weird, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. But that's how I made friends, because everyone was like, oh, she's talking, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, might as well talk with her too.
Yeah.
So it does help. But I know back home as well, if you don't know that person, you're generally a little bit like checking them up first and just seeing the vibes and then slowly approaching maybe.
Yeah, I definitely, like, now that I've come back, or like now that I've been someone in another country, it gives you an appreciation and also an understanding for like when people not from your country just come and randomly talk to you. I'm like, it's okay, you can talk to me.
Yeah,
I know what you've been through now. Yeah. But before I would have been like, why are you trying to be in my space so like enthusiastically? But yeah, you kind of get it once you're like, oh, I have no friends. I need to make friends. You, like, there's no option. Like, you cannot be lonely. That's not an option, because you'll just end up, well, I would end up very sad.
Same.
It's not my situation that I want to be in. So
yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely the, like, get out of bed, go do something, go say hello to somebody, no matter how scared you are. And
then, your motto every day, say at least hello to 5 people.
Yep. And maybe compliment them too, and then they'll think you're like, nice. I don't know. Yeah.
5 hello, 3 compliments.
Yep, doing pretty well. Yeah.
So now you would say you have established good relationships and you feel kind of like you landed and you are settled.
Yeah, I made some really good friendships with people. I moved, so the first place that I moved into was just like a place that I found online with this random lady. And she was nice enough. But then I met some friends elsewhere. And this girl, Emily, bless her soul, she was like, you should just move in with my family. And I was like, I'm not too fast with where I am right now, like, do I really want to move? And then she's like, just come over for dinner, like, have a look.
Oh,
and I was
sweet.
Like, okay. And then her mum made such amazing food, and then they were like, we have a music room. And I was like, no way. So they showed me the music room, and then they showed me the room that they had spare, and it was like gigantic, and had an ensuite. And I was like, okay, well,
sold,
basically. Yeah. I was like, there's no debate, really. So I moved. So moving in with them was really good, because they're all real friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll get my dinners cooked for me.
Oh my
and
God.
And they'll, like, take me out to do stuff. So really landed on my feet there. Yeah. Like, that's just a massive blessing. And then, yeah, I've made some really good friendships really fast for me. I feel like it's taken me lots of years in New Zealand to make, like, deep friendships, but that's probably just because of my age and stage. But now I'm a lot more confident and like reaching out to people, I guess.
Yeah.
And then just talking with them and being friendly in general. So I just feel like I have become better at portraying that I want to be friends. Yeah. Or they were all just really friendly, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I made at least like 4 or 5 decent friendships that I feel like I can build on.
Nice.
And then more that I want to go back and like work on. And that's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that, because I know how hard it can be. I'm like you in that case, because I'm not seeing myself going somewhere and then not having any friends and just being by myself all the time. That's just not me.
Nah,
so I can totally relate. And as said, like, I have had the same experience where I sometimes am really socially anxious. So I'm definitely also getting out of my comfort zone to make friends.
Yeah.
But that's what I want, right? I want friends. I want to meet people. So that's what I have to
do. You gotta do it. You just gotta push through a little bit. Yeah.
And the reward is like massive. I mean, it's amazing to see what friendships you build. I know there's a lot of talk at the moment as well about how hard it is as an adult to actually make friends, especially in our time and age with like social media and phones and technology and stuff, which can connect but also can separate us quite a bit and isolate us. So in that way, it's just so nice to say, you know, when you're open, it's rewarding, because people generally all want to be part of something, right? And have friends and want to be liked as well. So
yeah,
I've listened to a podcast where it also said that the more people you like, they will like you back. If you don't like people, people will also stay away from you. I mean, it makes sense. But
it does.
It's more like a correlation of if you have a long list of people you like, you're more likable yourself, which is pretty cool. And as you can tell, it kind of works when you put yourself out there.
Yeah. I feel like I generally do get along with people. Mm. So, yeah, there's not many people I don't like. I feel like I'm very lenient or tolerant.
Let's keep it this way.
Yeah.
All right. Was there anything you can think of? I mean, it has been 1.5 years now already.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah.
Was there anything, especially when we last talked like 1.5 years ago in our episode, that you thought you totally expected this and this to happen or this and this to be like that?
Mm.
And then it was just completely the opposite.
Yeah. There were things, I guess, that I expected. One was like, I think the two main reasons that I went over there was like my family, because my mum's half British, half German, and she grew up in London. So I was like, I wanted to go and meet like her side of the family properly as an adult and make some relationships with them. And because my cousin had just had a baby. Oh my God, she's so cute. And then I wanted to start making music. And so I was like, I just want to get into a band. I'm like, England will have more people. And just like, I did neither. I did definitely like go and spend time with my family in London, but I was living 2 hours away. So getting there was a bit of a mission. Like, I did eventually get a car, so that was good. But then like the transport is so expensive. Like the train's so expensive. It was like breaking my bank anytime I went to go on the train, which shows you how small my bank is. But anyway, so I did get to spend time. Didn't get to spend as much time with the baby as much as I wanted to, but she's so adorable. Like, I just wanted to take her back with me. I'm like, this is mine now, she's mine. So I would have loved to be able to spend more time with her, but I think just like trying to meet up with people. I feel like in New Zealand it's very common to just drive 2 hours here or 3 hours there because everyone lives so far apart. Like, I've driven 45 minutes to get here. And it's just like, you know, just what you do, especially because I'm from the farm. If I ever wanted to get anywhere, it's like at least 45 minutes. But in England, it's like, yeah, people don't generally just randomly drive that far on a random day. So it was a bigger thing to get past to, like, go to London, I guess. I did make some, like, I was really happy to meet my grandma, because I'd met her as a kid multiple times. I don't really form like a proper relationship, so that was really cool, interesting, and very interesting family, like so different from my family over here. Very fun. And then in terms of like the music and stuff, like, I just did nothing. I think I was just like spending so much time or like mental energy just trying to like settle in and then make friends and like figure out what am I going to do with myself, and just like coping with working in a new environment. So I just didn't really do any of that, which is kind of disappointing, but it doesn't mean like I'll never be able to do that ever again.
I wanted to say you still have time now since you're settled. Maybe that's the thing you will start picking up.
Well, especially as I start meeting more and more people again, because I feel like that'll snowball. I'll meet people and then they'll know people, and then, you know, you just kind of get into circles. And I think that at some point I will definitely meet some musicians who want to make music with me. But yeah, I wrote one song.
Right. And we wanted to work on our little thing as well.
Yeah, I know. It's just like when you're just trying to like survive, get in somewhere.
There's no space.
Like creativity just like falls to the bottom of the priority list, eh?
But yeah, yeah.
It's something you really have to discipline yourself in making time for. Mm. Otherwise, you just never get around to it. It's not like a natural thing that just pops up, unfortunately.
I think, you know, depends on some people when they are in a dark place, they use that energy to create songs or whatever. But if you are literally using all your energy to make the dark place a bright place, I think it's hard because you know what type of music you want to do and how your creativity looks like.
Mm.
And you just didn't have any capacity to do any of that.
Yeah, not at all. And I also think one of my big problems is that I studied music. So, like, every time I do anything, yeah. I'm like, this is not good enough. No, this cannot be anywhere. Look, this needs to go in the trash. And so, like, when you're in a kind of, like, difficult space as well, like, the last thing you want to do is just be, like, judging yourself or doing anything wrong or worse, then everything feels like it's going already.
But yeah.
Was
there, on the other hand, anything you thought would be like this and it was exactly like it?
I actually had no idea what to expect when I went to England. Like, I had no idea. But yeah, I guess there was things that like exceeded my expectations.
That's good.
Yeah. Like where I ended up living was so beautiful. It's like 15 minutes from the Cotswolds, which is called an outstanding area of national beauty. It's like on the map. I'm like, whoa, okay. Yeah, serious about this. So there's like all these cute little villages just like all around the place. You can just drive in any direction and there's just these most adorable villages. And I loved walking through them. And I actually met someone who like knows a lot about heritage buildings, and he was so enthusiastic about it and pointing this and that out to me, and I was like, I love this so much. We just don't have that in New Zealand. Don't have like
the history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I did drive past a little, you know, you see those old little churches, like real like ancient, but they're tiny and they're just like a wooden little hut. But when they paint them up all nice, it's really nice. But compared to like England, like their cathedrals and like I don't know. I mean, you just think about the sets of, like, Harry Potter and Downton Abbey. Is that what it's called? Something majiggy.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. And then you're just actually there.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're in a fairy tale or you're just walking through a field, and I just feel like I'm in one of my old storybooks. I'm like, I didn't actually think it was possible for me to exist in a place like this. So, yeah, aww. It has its own beauty, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm. In hindsight, would you think you were properly prepared for the whole move? Or can you now look back and think, like, I wish I would have known this before. I wish I would have prepared that before. Anything coming up?
I think I was fairly well prepared in terms of I knew that I was going to go through a period of loneliness. So I was like, I need to make sure that I'm making calls back home with certain people fairly often.
Top up the phone.
You know, otherwise it's just it's dumb. You're just sitting on your room, like, watching the TV, eating your garlic bread, like, oh. You know what didn't meet my expectation? Food. Awful. I mean, not awful. Sorry, England. Their pizza costs so much money. You know how, like, if you're having a sad day here, you buy like a Domino's or Pizza Hut and you just order it to your house and it's like cheap and you're like, fantastic. It's so expensive there. I could not afford it. And it made me so sad because I had a sad night and I was like, ah, you know what? I deserve a pizza right now. And I open up the app and I'm like, I lied. Like, I don't deserve this pizza with that price on it. And then I just had to, like, go make myself a piece of toast. But anyway,
I think the pizza options that are cheaper are the ones when you go into the supermarket in, you know, the freezer space.
But the supermarkets in England are good. Like, amazing. Make no sense, like, categorically. I could never figure out where to find anything. And they don't have the signs. You know, in New Zealand, they have the signs, like, this is in the aisle.
You're right.
They don't have that. No. And what are these people doing?
They literally walk through every aisle until they find what they were looking for and buy 20 other items on the way that they did not
need. That's good marketing. Yeah, that's intentional, isn't it? Mm-hmm. For sure. But they're so, like, they have so much, and their supermarkets are gigantic. They even have an entire clothes section, which I always get caught up in. But the ready food aisle, like, they have aisles of ready food.
Mm-hmm,
I'm like, this is so handy. Like, I can just buy a container of chopped up veggies. I don't have to buy an entire broccoli. Amazing. Yeah, so I did like that.
Nice.
I can't remember what the question was. I'm so sorry.
If you felt well prepared to go over.
Yeah. I think I did, in terms of, like, knowing that I was going to be a bit lonely for a bit. Not that they made it any easier, necessarily. Like, it was still hard. But I felt like I wasn't like, oh, I'm lonely. God, this was not the plan. But
so you never at any point in time thought, I really just want to go home. I can't do it.
I didn't think that I couldn't do it, because that is just not who I am, because I'm really freaking stubborn. And I was like, even if I really did want to go home, I was like, no.
No, you have to suck it up.
Yeah. Girl. I was like, I want to be here for this amount of time. And yeah, so that was not an option. But there were days where I was like, oh my gosh, I missed the warehouse. I missed that people call it the Wharewhare. I miss saying, oh, I was going to go have some kai, you know? And then you go to say a sentence that's very, like, niche to New Zealand, and then you realise, oh, no one's going to understand that or get that tiny piece of humour.
Yeah.
And then, there were days where I, like, you just have these random flashbacks. It's never happened to me before. But I'd be, like, doing something totally random, like, just working away. And then it'll be, like, I'll have a dream in my head while I'm working that I'm at the beach in New Zealand on a boat, or, like, doing something, even just random things, like being at my favourite cafe, or, like, walking down a street where my house used to be, or random things. So I think I really did miss home. And I have a lot of good relationships here, like, with my family and friends. That I was like, man, why did I leave that behind? It was so many days. I was like, what am I doing? But then I was like, you know, I wanted to do this. I'm committed to doing this. And actually, like, I felt really good. It's the kind of thing is, like, when you're climbing, or when you're going for a run and you're running up a hill and you're like, this is awful. And you're like, ow, my legs bloody hurt.
Yeah. But I still want to make it to the top.
And then once you do, you feel so good.
So proud as well. Like, such a big achievement.
Yeah, you get some water and you're like, life is so good. Look at that hill over there in the distance. I was on that hill.
Yeah, that was me.
And that's what I feel like. Yeah. So I did complain a lot. So sorry to everyone who had to hear that. But I made it. And I'm going to go back. So
Can't be that bad.
Exactly.
But once that homesickness hits, what's usually your medicine for that? How do you deal with it?
Just lie in bed and watch movies. No, sometimes. But oh my goodness, I bought so much extra beauty stuff while I was there. And I'd just be like, okay, I'm going to do a face mask today. You know, those kind of days. But then I love walking. I love being outside. So I think one of my sadness antidotes was definitely just, like, going out and walking around. And they put up a playground near my house, which the kids weren't at while they were at school. So I'd just go and sit on a swing or grab a book. I got so into reading.
Oh, nice.
It's definitely a good one. And then coffee. I just go and I picked my favorite, not even a good necessarily cafe, but just a cafe that I felt like I could relax in. And I never actually really ate the food. I just drank their coffee, which is really weak compared to New Zealand's, but I got used to it.
Oh, really?
So weird. Like, you can see through it.
Oh.
Like, it's brown, and I can see my teaspoon when I'm, like, stirring it.
Right.
Whereas, like, in New Zealand, if you get a black coffee, probably makes more sense if I tell you that I drink black coffee, and black coffee should not be brown, in my opinion. And you shouldn't be able to see the teaspoon in the bottom of it, but I was like, this is pasty. And then when I came back here and I drank the coffee, I was like, first of all, I was like, holy moly, this is, like, dark. And then I drank it, and I just like...
You were like, right away.
You're just awake from the taste. Yeah, it's so intense. But yeah, coffee's not really... It's becoming a bigger thing there, but definitely tea is more. And I really did get into tea as well, though. I did embrace that, so I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
But my antidote was walking across a hill for 20 minutes and then going to find some coffee and just chilling out there. And then calling my family. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. Like, you know, I think that's what I do as well if I'm feeling really homesick. Yeah. But I've picked up a weird habit, which is not a good habit.
Mm.
When I feel homesick, I go to Countdown and they have these waffles. And they're
waffles.
They are so overpriced. No, not these ones, actually.
Really? What do they have in them?
It's just egg waffles, pretty much. Like, you can do that yourself at home. Ah. But we also have waffles like that, but in a square, back home. And sometimes we would buy them. And it's such a childhood memory.
Mm.
They are not particularly awesome, but they remind me of home. And so now every time I feel really homesick, I go and buy these overpriced waffles. And then I just
self-care.
I eat them all. It's like A, way too much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
B, it's not that good, okay? But I feel
all right every once in a while, isn't it? Yeah. Well, one thing that I also did, and I feel so sorry for the two boys that I worked with, George and Matt, shout out to you. I would just like get on the internet and I'll just start searching up like on Google Maps. I'll be like, this is where I lived. This is where I went to school. And I'll just show them all around Google Maps on like satellite view. Like, this is where I went. And then I'll just search up pictures of places.
Oh, I love that.
And they were so funny. Like, they would just listen. They would just stand there if we had time. And they'll be like, oh, yep.
Too probably polite not there in their brain, to say, sorry, we actually don't really care.
What else are we doing anyway?
Nice. So, from being super excited to definitely sometimes being really anxious, how do you think did your feelings evolve? What would you say your journey in an emotion would, like, how would you describe it in an emotion, your whole journey?
Emotionally. I think I mellowed out a little bit. Like, it was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I definitely learned how to have a lot more grace for myself when I was having like highs and lows, and how not to act on every single emotion that I had, I guess. Yeah. But, like, if you're asking how I felt kind of overall...
Yeah.
Pretty stoked, if that's an emotion. You know, like, I'm really happy that I did what I did. And, like, there was, low parts, but fairly elated. Like, some days I'd wake up and I'd just be like, man... can't believe I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm starting a whole new life. Look at me go. Yeah.
So you definitely feel proud. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, proud of myself. I do. Yeah. It sounds like such a lame thing to say. But it is kind of, it is like that, you know? You go through something, you do something hard, and then.
Yeah. You grow from it. Like, you learn so much about yourself as well when you go through those things, because if you have a challenge, you have to get out of your comfort zone and you grow from it. And then you learn so much more about yourself, where your boundaries and limits are and what you can do to just cross them and to just, you know, develop and all of that. So that's really cool when you're able to look back and be like, I remember I felt this way like years ago and now I have done all of that and I wasn't even that afraid or, you know.
I can see progress there and growth. It's definitely makes life feel a bit purposeful. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Ashley, thank you so much. I'm so, so, so glad we could meet up again, have a little rekindling and talk about your journey. Also, of course, we talk a little bit off camera about everything else, but I'm so glad we could talk here to just have a follow up and see how things were going, and also maybe it helped other people, you know, who are afraid to do it and are like, see, that person said they hate it and they want to go back. No, there are so many people out there. They have done it. They were afraid as well, and they are still going over, staying, working on themselves.
Kicking butt.
Yeah, kicking butt, making it happen, and just, you know, being stubborn is sometimes a good thing.
My parents wouldn't say so, but no, yes, absolutely, for sure. Yeah, and if my journey can encourage anyone else, like, that's worth it, eh?
Exactly. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's why we do it, what we do here, right? Mm. To encourage people, to give them a little bit of a push.
Yeah.
You and can do it. Yeah. If I can do it.
Exactly. If we can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if you remember, but we end the episode with a quick three questions.
Mm-hmm. I do remember. I don't remember what they are.
That's fine, because I need to remember.
That's true.
Are you ready for your three?
So ready.
Awesome. So what do you miss the most from New Zealand? If you have to choose.
It's supposed to be quick. The access to the outdoors, easy access to the outdoors.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, number two. Now, since you have been living there for a while, is there any place, food place, activity, something you really highly want to recommend to everyone who is listening?
Going on the trains. I love the trains. We don't have them really in New Zealand.
Right, right.
And I don't know why. You're like from Europe and you're like, ugh, trains.
Yeah, I'm like, it's gross. Sometimes dirty, sometimes weird people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just such an experience for me. And I get my little diary out and write in them. And then I'm like reading a book and you just feel like that girl on the train. So
cute. Very poetic.
Do it.
The girl on the train.
Yeah, see?
Awesome. And last question. What would you give as an advice to anyone who would consider leaving? Maybe not too sure yet, or, you know, there is like a whole range of people who are planning their trip already, not quite sure if they want to do a trip, or they're about to, you know, get on the plane. What advice would you give someone?
I think making relationships a priority, because you make relationships with people and they can help you with so many things you don't realize.
Yeah.
Or like fill in gaps that, you know, you don't realize you might struggle with or not be able to see. Well, I just think, yeah, first thing when you get anywhere is just make relationships, be kind to people, and be humble and realize how much you need people. Don't be proud. Don't be like, oh, nah, it's fine. I don't need that. Just let people give you stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, suck up your pride for a while, I guess. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was great having you back on the show.
Great to be here.
Yay. So I hope everyone who was listening enjoyed it as well. And if you haven't watched episode or listened to episode number 13, please go back and check out how she felt before she left. And now you can follow up on how she's doing. So thank you so much. And I hope I see you next time. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.